president delivered two speeches in Milwaukee, repeating in the notes that the economy is getting better and the war against Iraq and terrorism are justified. On the economy, the president insisted the most recent round of tax cuts is helping. He told of meeting three Wisconsin business owners who said the tax cuts are providing them the money to hire more workers. Bush says business owner Al Henson has added 12 jobs.
Now, you see, there's a lot of Al's all across America. If the plan helped Al, there's no telling how many other people made the same decision Al did. You add 12 here, you add 12 there.
But the overall picture in Wisconsin includes the figure that Wisconsin has lost about 75,000 manufacturing jobs in the last 3 years. United Electrical Workers Union official Robert Granum was part of a protest outside the second Bush speech, a noontime fundraiser that took in almost $1 million. Granum says many Wisconsin workers are in bad shape.
I'm here today to protest his economic plans and how he's moving all the jobs out of this country. And we're here to tell him that it's wrong. People have to work to survive.
President Bush also took time to address the war in Iraq, where four Wisconsin soldiers have lost their lives. The president says an interim report on Iraqi weapons shows removing Saddam Hussein from power was the right thing to do. But Democrats say the report shows there was no imminent threat from weapons of mass destruction. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.